This week's topics, the paid sick leave discussion in Eugene and GMO food labeling. Join us at 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782, or by email, jx@jeffnet.org. Well, the topic of paid sick leave interests a lot of people in a lot of places. The story gets more interesting in Eugene because of politics. The city council will vote probably Monday on an ordinance to require employers to give an hour of paid sick leave for every 30 hours an employee works, up to a maximum of 40 hours a year. The Lane County commissioners got there first. Before the city council hearing on Monday, the commissioners passed three ordinances that addressed the proposed sick leave law. The most important blocks any city in Lane County from passing any ordinance that dictates employment conditions, benefits, and even wages included. So far, nobody has mentioned a precedent in which a county preempted a city ordinance. Lots of questions and directions to comment on this one. Do you think the county went too far? Or do you think it was right because the city was about to go too far? And back to the broader issue of sick leave itself, continuing to make money without having to work through illness, should government at any level order paid sick leave? Join us on the exchange at 800-838-3760 or 541-552-6782. Topic two, another hot one, whether to require foods containing genetically modified food labels, products to bear labels identifying them as GMO. Several states moving ahead with ideas on this. Oregon will probably vote on a law in November. A concern voiced by the food industry is that we could end up with a bunch of states with different GMO labeling requirements. Oregon Congressmember Peter DeFazio sponsored a bill to require GMO labeling at a national level. It has not moved, and there are competing House measures that would ban labeling laws in the states. So start here. Should there be GMO labeling requirements? What should be included? And B, what is the most appropriate level of government to set such rules? It's Vents Day, 800-838-3760, 541-552-6782. Back with your calls in 1 minute. It's 8:36 on the Jefferson Exchange on Jefferson Public Radio's News and Information Service. I'm Jeffrey Riley. Thank you for listening. This is our Vents Day segment. Once a week, we clear the guest chair, open the phone lines and email box, and let you take center stage. Your passionate yet polite comments are welcome on this week's topics, which are paid sick leave, particularly where it concerns what's going on in Eugene right now, and food labeling on GMOs, whether GMOs should be required to carry those labels, whether we should follow suit with what's being talked about by some members of Congress, just ban food labeling for GMOs at the state level. Let's get your thoughts on these. 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782. By email, jx@jeffnet.org. No surprise, we're getting lots of comments already. Let's start with Dennis in Eugene. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day.
Thanks. It's hard for me to be civil about this, but I will be.
All right. I appreciate that.
I'm concerned with this paid sick leave.
Mm-hmm.
I had my own business for 30 years, small family business. Anybody that's ever had a small family business and operated one for even 5 years, you can understand what I'm talking about. But to have one for 30 years, that's pretty good. Most businesses don't really last that long.
Mm-hmm.
And for the city government to stick its nose into a small businessman's way to run his business or her business is completely and totally out of line. The city council's job is to fix potholes, make sure that the police can keep our city streets safe, and, decide on zoning projects and building projects, those kind of things, infrastructure. We don't need a city council interrupting small business people, because having a small business is probably one of the hardest things in the world to do. And most small businessmen and women, they're family businesses. They have mom and pop and maybe a kid or two, and probably somebody out in the general public that's a skilled laborer that can help do part of the job. And all this is going to do, I mean, if I was thinking about starting a small business right now and I heard this coming, I would just not do it. I'd either leave Eugene and go somewhere else to start my small business, or I wouldn't do it in Eugene.
You were that disgusted by this?
I just think it's absolutely insane. I would have it makes me wonder what they're thinking about. It's just insane.
All right, we'll leave it at that. Thanks for that, Dennis. Appreciate it. Let's go to Paul in Grants Pass. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day. Our topics are the proposed sick leave ordinance in Eugene and sick leave generally, and the other topic is food labeling on GMO foods.
Well, first of all, I more than sympathize with Dennis. For over 22 years, I've worked with small businesses, and I see how they struggle. Government, on the other hand, by definition, tends to be intrusive. Dennis is taking a libertarian, laissez-faire approach to the role of government. Unfortunately, the will of the people, as expressed by the voters and the legislature and by the structure of our law, do allow some of these intrusions. The two issues to me, both the labeling issue, let me go into sick leave for just a second. Sick leave is a good thing. It's a good thing for the people who can afford it, and it's a good thing for the workers. It keeps the worker employed with the business, but it keeps the sick person out of the business while they're sick. It creates stability for everybody if they can afford it. And some people, like Dennis, you know, what his real issue is, he doesn't think he can afford it. And that may well be true. I don't know. The more related issue to me is a much thornier one. Usually labor laws have been established at the state and federal levels. I'm sure the county has the authority to pass something like this, but it could easily be superseded by a state law. And this is where I come back into the GMO situation. Look at what happened with two unrelated issues. With GMO farming, the state said, oh no, we're going to regulate this. And marijuana, they said, oh no, you guys, we don't want to handle this political hot potato. You guys at the county and city level handle it. Very, very much the same thing. As far as GMO labeling goes, awfully good idea. The problem is that the fox will already be guarding the hen house, and things that are really bad for us will be told, you know, will be told that it's perfectly healthy.
Yeah, well, that's I think where things are going with the Pompeo bill in the House right now, which says, you know, leave the companies alone. There's nothing in the food that would hurt people. Therefore, no labeling required.
Nothing to see here. Move along. Move along.
It's about the size of it. Thanks for that, Paul. Appreciate it. This is Vince Day on the Jefferson Exchange. We're taking your polite ventings on a couple of topics in the news. GMO food labels, one of them, because Congress is, well, there's a couple of things going on. Peter DeFazio from Oregon, his district includes Eugene and the entire southwest corner of the state, is talking about a bill that would certainly allow states to go or require GMO labels at the federal level. There's an opposition bill from the other side that is talking about banning state laws on GMO labels. What do you think about the whole process? Where is the correct level of government to handle GMO labeling? That's one topic on Vince Day. Our other topic is paid sick leave generally, and more specifically, how it is being handled in Eugene, where the city council is talking about an ordinance requiring paid sick leave, and the county commissioners in Lane County just preempted that by saying, no city in Lane County can pass an ordinance like this. Interesting little intergovernmental squabble going on there. You can join this discussion at 800-838-3760 anywhere in the listening area in the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782, by email jx@jeffnet.org. I have an email here from Stephen in Eugene, and it's a lengthy email. I'm going to shorten up a little bit. It comes down to this. In requiring employers to provide earned paid sick leave to their employees, the Eugene City Council would be requiring employers to provide the equivalent of welfare to people in need, which is a forced public use of the private property of the corporations that do business in Eugene. Consequently, the city of Eugene would be obligated by the U.S. Constitution to give just compensation to all employers who would be forced to provide an earned paid sick leave benefit to their employees. Many employers in Eugene are national corporations that have powerful corporate attorneys protecting their interests. My advice is, don't be stupid. That from Stephen in Eugene. Thanks for that. Let's take a call from Inward and Ash. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.
Good morning.
Hi.
I wanted to comment on the labeling.
Okay.
But I guess everybody's been talking about what I call slavery. You know, I think the slaves were probably had better health care under actual slavery than what slaves get today.
I'm not sure that would be the case. Okay. But, okay, go ahead.
Anyway, what I wanted to talk about was the labeling, because I bought a bag. I joined a food buying club, you know, and they got these distributors, and they got labels on their bags, and everything from kosher to non-GMO, and then a special GMO project verified, and fair trade, and vegan, and gluten-free, and blah, 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 blah. But none of it really guarantees anything, you know. I bought a bag of buckwheat, and it's basically rotten. You know, the labeling doesn't ensure anything. You know, and what's really kind of insidious about living here in Oregon is the so-called democracy. You know, it's really about reputation, not representation. It's like the company won't stand behind their product. I complain to them, and they're this family-owned business, been around since 1975. Yeah, they're right there on Highway 99 in Eugene, Oregon. They're very proud, and they've been serving Oregon, and, you know, and they have their politicians in their pockets, and they don't have to stand behind their product because they take care of the quality control within their business. Everything goes through their quality control assurance person, and that person says the bag of buckwheat I bought was perfectly fine, so they don't have to return my money or give me a good bag or anything. It's just, hey, this is capitalism, the maleficent exploitation of basic things for everything. You know, it comes down to this: you don't have to be poor to be white trash. You don't even have to be white. You know, we're white trashing the North American continent. Hmm. We're all wrong, really. The American way of life is just an aberration in the cultural evolution of humankind.
All right.
Corporations don't have to stand behind their products. But, that's what it comes down to. They can label it all they want. It doesn't matter. It's like legislation. They can have really good legislation that sounds good on paper, but really, does it really work? You know, when you paint a line down the street, you know, does it keep cars from running into each other?
Well, I certainly get your point about the legislation. You can give things exciting names like the USA Patriot Act or the Protect Children Act, but, you know, God knows what the guts are in there. But, the point here that you're making is that just because it says something on the label doesn't necessarily mean the product's going to be good on a lot of different levels. N-Word, thanks for that. Let's go to Pam in what report as Rainy Dexter today. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.
Yeah, it just started raining. Well, I think for the labeling, we have a right to know. I believe that the organic label, the USDA, I think it's USDA organic label, has some real teeth behind it and standards. And if you see that label, a certain percentage of the product has to be organic. And so I do think labels matter. I'm all for labeling GMOs. I worked on the labeling, 15 years ago, and I remember, you know, after we got it on the ballot, 70% of the people were all for it, and then they came out and spent $3 million on lying advertisements saying your grocery bill is going to go up $200 a week. Now they're saying it's going to go up $200 a year, which it won't. It won't go up at all. But there was a study in France. I mean, there's so much evidence for us to be concerned about GMOs. But one example is there was a study in France in 2012, and the animals that ate GM corn developed more cancers and died earlier than the control animals. There's just tons of evidence for us to be very concerned about GMO foods. And now, you know, they're supposed to be resistant to certain things. Now these pests are developing resistance to the GMO crops, so they're going to have to make stronger. I mean, it just doesn't make sense to even do it, but at least we have a right to know what's in the food. I pretty much know that, you know, most corn and soy products are GMO as it is, unless they're labeled organic, but most people don't know that. They don't have time to do the research. So I'm all for the labeling of GMO. And as far as this paid sick leave, I think there should be paid sick leave. And I do understand that small businesses might not be able to afford that. So that is a concern. Maybe they should write something in for small, a certain level of small business that it doesn't have to pay. And it can get abused. I mean, people can take sick days and go play in the park or whatever. I don't know how you deal with that. But it just seems like a basic human right to have, if you're sick, you don't have to go to work. I'm a substitute preschool teacher for Head Start. So I go in when everybody's sick. The parents have to go to work. They're sick. Their kids are sick. They can't afford to take it off. They take their kids to school. Everybody else gets sick. So I would think the economics of the thing would pay for itself, because then you have this whole exponentially thing where everybody's getting sick. So,
right, yeah, you have greater productivity potentially.
Right, so
if
it
people
just
are,
makes sense mm-hmm. that people get 3 or 4 days where if they're really sick, they don't have to go to work and that and spread the contagion. So
right.
That's my 2 cents.
All right, thanks for that, Pam. Appreciate it. This is Vents Day on the Jefferson Exchange. We're taking your polite ventings on a couple of topics in the news. Certainly hearing some passionate comments today about GMO labeling, pro or con, whether you think it's a good idea, and if so, at what level it should happen. And the other discussion is about paid sick leave. The city of Eugene talking about getting into this realm. We'll probably vote next Monday on an ordinance. Got a lot of input at a public hearing 2 days ago. And that public hearing took place hours after the county commissioners in Lane County essentially preempted a Eugene ordinance by saying no city within Lane County can pass an ordinance regulating work benefits, pay conditions, things like that. Join us on the exchange with your thoughts about what should have happened, what should happen yet on either of these issues. 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782. By email, jx@jeffnet.org. Jacob in Springfield, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day.
Hi, good morning. Good Hi. Rainy morning today, Jeffrey. I wanted to point out one fact that a lot of people do not know. Four crops account for 60% of our caloric intake, and those are soy, rice, wheat, and corn. And three of those are already widely used GMO crops. I mean, if you're an adult today or you weren't born yesterday, you consume those as GMO crops. Wheat is the exception because it's got what they call a hexaploid genetics, and it's very complicated, and they've been unable to, modify it.
Really?
But my point is, these four crops are so important to humanity that tons of research have gone into it, making them better. And that's actually what's led to the agricultural revolution and why we haven't had a Malthusian food crisis. Okay, the alternative to GMO gene translation is actually to do a very gross type of mutagenic treatment on plants, and then most of the plants die and they're mutants, but some of them, just through random chance, end up to have a better fruit or stronger plant. What I would say is, imagine your supermarket and you reduce it to four crops, soy, rice, wheat, and corn. You take away the whole produce section, no more tomatoes, grapes, kiwis, almonds, because most of our calories are those four crops. And I also, my last point is, no one in the history of civilization or mankind has ever been known to have been harmed by consuming a GMO crop.
No one, no person, you're saying?
No single person, no disease has ever been isolated to GMO products. No one's ever been sick from eating GMO crops.
Does it hurt anybody to know what's in there, though, if they don't want it?
Well, I'd say most people didn't even know that these four crops occupy 60% of their caloric intake.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of things that we don't know. You could fill a book.
Right. That is true. Jacob, thanks for that. Appreciate it. This is Vents Day on the Jefferson Exchange. You are welcome to call in and share your thoughts on these topics, GMO labeling, whether it is appropriate. If so, at what level of government should it be mandated? Would you perhaps instead favor the law that is being proposed in some quarters in Congress, which is to actually ban states from labeling GMOs? Oregon may vote on a GMO measure in November of this year. We're just waiting for the signatures to get counted. The signature counting is going on in the petitions right now. As of yesterday, they certified the marijuana vote in Oregon for November. Separate topic. Our other topic on Vance Day, in addition to GMO labeling, is paid sick leave. Who should mandate it, if anyone? Because the city of Eugene is talking about doing it. Lane County commissioners preempted them 2 days ago. Join us on the exchange with your thoughts, either on the end result or the process taken to get there through the sick leave ordinance game in Eugene. 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782, by email jx@jeffnet.org. Ethan in Medford writes, it's pretty simple. People have a right to know what they're eating. No law or regulation should ever be passed at any level that would obscure that knowledge. An effort to ban state laws on labeling is just another example of industry buying special interest legislation. Congress working for the corporate people, in quotes, versus we the people, no quotes. Ethan in Medford, thanks for that. You can join us again on the Jefferson Exchange. Got a few minutes left. 800-838-3760, 541-552-6782, jx@jeffnet.org. On GMOs, the Oregonian weighed in this week with an editorial, which concludes Peter DeFazio, the member of Congress, says his labeling legislation contains standards consistent with European Union labeling requirements, which he calls the world standard. A national labeling requirement might well be preferable to a state-by-state patchwork, but both would serve consumers worse than a commitment by Congress to stick with the old-fashioned notion that mandatory labels on food packaging should be based on the nutritional qualities of the stuff inside. Again, this is an editorial from the Oregonian, which continues, the fact that there is no nutritional basis for such labeling is what concerns Representative Kurt Schrader, a veterinarian. He's unequivocal in his opposition to mandatory labels, which imply to the public that there's something wrong with something that's not wrong. The not wrongness of genetically engineered foods is the reason the Federal Food and Drug Administration has declined to require labeling, despite great pressure to do so. The biggest problem with mandatory labels, the Oregonian writes, is that they're misleading, and many shoppers will conclude, as Schrader argues, that there's something amiss with the products carrying them. Labeling supporters claim they're motivated by a desire to inform consumers, but their crusade is, in its effects, a campaign to deceive. Those who point this out are accused of calling consumers stupid or dim-witted, as two supporters of the Oregon labeling measure put it in a guest column Sunday. The Oregonian concludes, there may come a time when science argues for labels on certain genetically engineered food products. Until then, no mandate should require them, and in the interest of both consistency and accuracy, Congress should make this a matter of law, assuming it ever sheds its own do-nothing label, that is. That from the Oregonian. Let's go to Kevin in Eugene. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day, GMO labels and paid sick leave, our topics.
Yes, I would like to say that I think the agricultural industry that doesn't want to label foods that are GMOs, I think that that's wrong. I think people have a right to know. Labeling is something that we do all the time on different foods, and there's a lot of people that have read, a lot of consumers have read a lot of literature on GMOs, and they still want labeling. I don't think GMOs are safe. I don't think we know, what hazards there are yet with GMOs. I know that they were having trouble with GMO Roundup Ready canola that got started going crazy, growing like weeds. You couldn't kill it. You know, mm-hmm. Up in Canada they had a problem with it. So I just don't see. I think consumers have the right to know what they're eating.
That's all I have. Thanks for that, Kevin. Appreciate that. Grumpy John and Grants Pass, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day.
I think, Jeff, that you need to expand your concern here. It's not necessarily what ends up on the plate. It's what it's doing to the planet. If the GMO crops, before they get to you, no matter how safe they are ruining agriculture. There are super weeds that cannot be killed. The pesticides, who knows? So anybody arguing, oh, look, nobody's ever gotten sick from this. Yes, our planet has gotten sick from these things. Our very agricultural base is being ruined by these things. That's the point.
All right. Thanks for that, Grumpy John. Appreciate it. So it's less about the alimentary canal and what goes on in our individual bodies and what goes on to the planet more broadly. Lots of stuff to think about. This is clearly not the last time we will talk about GMO labeling. And in fact, if we do hear from the Oregon Secretary of State's office within the next couple of days, it is quite likely Oregon will be voting on a GMO labeling measure this November. We will keep you posted on that. Thanks for taking part. Thanks for listening to Vents Day on the Jefferson Exchange.